This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yes, indeed. Hey, folks, I need to remind you of something, because by the time I'm on the air tomorrow, it may be too late. So this is my heads-up alert. You paying attention, Jacob?
Yes.
Okay. Tomorrow is National Free Donut Day. All right, so apparently Dunkin' Donuts will give you a free donut, but you have to buy a beverage. Krispy Kreme, you don't have to buy anything. I think there's one other place that's involved in it. It's National Donut Day. So we figured this out a couple years ago when I was on the air. And so I was on the air. So I sent I had a summer intern. All right, somebody we could send, so it probably was an intern, saying, go down, because there's a Dunkin' Donuts just a couple blocks from the studio. So I sent them down and said, go down and see if you can get, you can obviously get one for you, but see if they'll give us a couple, and I'll talk about it on the air. And I think we had to send down, and I think we sent the intern down who came back with one donut that they ate. And I said, well, look, I mean, the whole point about having a radio program is that we could tell everybody about it, Dunkin' Donuts. And so I sent somebody else down. I think they came back with four donuts. So, but sending you down is not going to do any good. You'll just eat them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so I'm giving you a heads up.
Nice.
I remember Baskin Robbins does a free cone day. And the first time I knew about it I didn't know about it. I just was walking around and there's this long line. And I said, what's this? They said, it's free ice cream cone. And I for some unbeknownst reason, I had a little bit of time. So, in fact, I don't think I did. The first time, I don't think I stood in line. But then once I had a little bit of time and I was there and the line wasn't very long. And it was really fun. They had jugglers and mimes and everything else. And then because nobody really knew about it. And by the time it got publicized, the line would be around the block several times. And I thought, you know, an ice cream cone costs, $3 or something. And I thought, it's not worth 2 hours of my life. As I said, the first time I didn't know anything about it, but I didn't have time. The second time, I kind of had not remembered about it, but it was a nice day, and it wasn't a very long line, and there was entertainment, and I got my, I guess, Rocky Road or something. Today's actually National Rocky Road Day. So, I don't know. I think that there's something about the word free. It's probably one of my favorite four-letter words. I like the word sale a lot, too. But and probably if I had to choose between sale and free, I might go for sale, because free usually entails either something you don't want, something you don't need, or a long line. Right?
Yeah.
Like I was someplace, and they said, hey, folks, in 3 minutes we're going to be giving away free something or others. And so I was in the store, and I said, well, let's go see. And it was like, something was worth maybe a nickel or something, which I guess a nickel free is better than a nickel, but I thought, waste of time. So there you go, which sort of leads me to this day in history, because the first item is P.T. Barnum, who said, there's a sucker born every minute. That would be me. And his circus started their first tour of the United States in 1835. Do you like circuses?
I don't know if I've ever really been to a circus.
Really?
Maybe when I was younger, but not that I would remember.
There are a lot of people who really don't like circuses. And in fact, this is we're probably going to end up talking about this, because there are a couple stories in the news. One, you heard about the gorilla that was shot.
Yep.
In Cincinnati. And it's an endangered species. Because a three-year-old kid got into the pit. And apparently the gorilla was more curious and was very gentle with the kid until the crowd started screaming. And then sort of dragged the kid off, so they decided they had to shoot the gorilla. Which has now got people all upset about the mom and the zoo and zoos in general. I'm one of those people, I used to really love going to zoos until I realized that this was not making the animals very happy. That animals who were used to being able to run and roam are in cages. And even in zoos that are fairly enlightened, like the San Diego Zoo or the Bronx Zoo, which leave the animal a fair firm, they're not as caged. It's still not voluntary on their part, and there's still not much room. So then I sort of transferred my allegiance to aquaria, which is even worse if you think about it. Think about going from the whole ocean to being in a fishbowl. So I've decided that we should see things in their natural habitat. I suppose partially because the older I get, I think my claustrophobia sort of kicks in. I thought, I don't really want to be in a cage, so I don't think I really want to do that to anything else. But there's also the other story that, and I'll tell you what, maybe we'll put up on Facebook, except I have to figure out a way that isn't sounding as negative as I'm feeling about it. All right, so this kid, a three-year-old at the zoo, got into the enclosure with the gorilla. I mean, So there's also a story in the paper about China, a Lego sculpture that supposedly cost $20,000 and took 3 days to put together, was knocked over by a kid, like a four-year-old or five-year-old or something. The guy who did it's being very gracious because apparently the family offered to compensate him. I'm sure they didn't compensate $20,000. And he said no. But my question is, why aren't people holding on to their kids? I mean, the world is not... there are two examples here of one being truly dangerous and one just being destructive. But kids are not socialized. They really don't necessarily know the difference between right and wrong, number one. And number two, that they tend to I mean, I was on the Set Down Ferry over the weekend, and there was this really cute, about nine-month-old, really active kind of kid, and he was making a big fuss, so his parents took him out of the stroller and they let him be on the floor of the boat, which I thought was a dreadful mistake, because I mean, people walk with their shoes on that, and kids put everything in their mouth, so I didn't think that was too bright to begin with. But then you watch the kid, and the kid moves fast, and we're on a boat. Now granted, there was a rope across it, but the kid could have easily gotten through that. And I thought, that kid's going to be able to get through that. The parents aren't, and that kid could be over the side of the boat. I mean, and hopefully the little brat would float. I thought the kid was adorable, and all I could say was, when that kid starts walking, you guys are going to be in trouble. But people are not, are it's kind of like they're either on their cell phone or something, but people are watching their kids, and those are two examples in the last 24 hours or 36 hours or something. People, hold on to your kids. It's a dangerous world out there. They're dangerous to the rest of the world. The world is dangerous to them. You keep an eye on them. And I used to really decry people who had their kids on a leash. I thought, well, that's kind of mean. Except given a choice between either having a kid in a stroller, so they're not moving at all, which is easier for the parent, but the kid's getting nothing out of it, or letting your kid run wild, put them on a leash. And they're not really a leash. They're a harness. And I remember thinking, wow, that's treating your kid like a dog. But the kid gets to at least move around. They're not going to go into a gorilla cage or presumably knock over a Lego sculpture. And they get some freedom of movement. But you still can't be on your cell phone. You still pay attention to your kid. So, I'm trying to figure out how we could... Maybe we could give me an example of really good parenting that you've seen recently. Maybe we'll do that, right? We'll teach by good example. Mm, yeah. Because I actually have seen some people who were doing a great job with their kid. But I've seen a lot where I thought, why did you have that kid if you're not going to pay attention? And it drives me nuts when I see moms especially, or dads, walking in their stroller with their kid. In the old days, we would be talking to our kid or singing to our kid or pointing things out to our kid. They're on their cell phones. All right, so let's put on Facebook, give me an example of good parenting behavior that you've seen recently, because there are so many examples of really bad parenting behavior. There was actually some talk of suing the mom in Cincinnati. And they said the Japanese ones, the parents apparently offered to give some compensation to the guy who built it. And he said it took hours because he was trying to build something from Zootopia and couldn't get the eyes quite right. Well, now he doesn't have to worry about them. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Joy.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. Talking about running away, kids running away, my cousin, I remember very, very clearly that when he was about 4 or 5 years younger than me, and I just remember my aunt and uncle having to have a harness on my cousin when he was like, oh, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years old till he was probably about maybe 7 or 8 years old when they would take him to like the zoo or to a park or here or there or to groups where there was a lot of people. And because he was,
as I said,
he would just dart away and run. And
yeah,
you know, I mean, he was a fast runner when he was a kid. And one of us, anyway, we would be together with my aunt and uncle, my cousins, and my grandpa used to take me and my brothers and a couple of my cousins to the park and to the zoo all a lot of the time when we were kids. I mean, this was 40 years ago. He would be on this harness thing, you know, he had a harness around his back and put a little, thing about 3 or 4 feet long or whatever. And
yeah, I used to feel really differently about it because I think the alternatives are, you know, I thought, well, you know, you're not keeping a very good track of your kid.
Yeah,
but
I mean, somebody could kidnap your kid or something if you got away and just running around.
Well, my daughter did it once. The first time we took her out of her stroller. Yeah, she was little. She just disappeared. And by the time I found her, I was just furious with her.
Yeah, or they could run into traffic going to the street or something.
Yeah, no, I'm a fan of harnesses all of a sudden.
Or like you say, that baby that you were just talking about a minute ago or two and...
Yeah.
The baby that they set the baby, what would you say, 9 months old or something, under
yeah,
a year
this was
old,
a, yeah,
set
was,
him on
was
the
under, yeah.
floor of a boat?
Well, and it's not only a boat, but a public ferry, so
Reason
people, God
ferry,
knows
yeah.
what's on that floor. Yeah, I thought...
I mean, he could have slid right off the deck, like you say, and fallen into water, possibly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 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 no, it was, I thought it was an incredibly, I thought they were not
very
being very good parents, yeah. Yeah,
and that's what I would say about this kid with the gorilla in the gorilla pen. I've seen the video, part of the video, twice on the TV news the last couple nights. I haven't looked at it on the internet or anything, which I guess might be a closer up shot or something. But it was kind of I don't know. Did you see the video of that of the gorilla kid?
Jacob was just telling me about it.
Yeah, I mean, it showed the gorilla dragging the kid like a rag doll by his arm through the water.
Jacob said leg, but yeah.
Leg or arm, whatever it was, I couldn't tell because the shot was like 15 or 20 feet away from where the whoever took the picture, but the video. But, I mean, that's just so, you know, but in another point, too, that, I mean, the zoo, like somebody said on talk radio the other day that a 3-year-old or 4-year-old kid shouldn't be able to get into a pen.
Well, there was
easily.
Also that. Yeah,
like,
they're saying that the zoo should have had a better guard. Yeah.
Fence instead of just it had these cables, I guess. Those kind of cable fence kind of things.
Well, and a lot of them have like, around zoos around here, they have like a plexiglass screen that you can't get under.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, or something like that, or heavy glass, or.
Yeah.
But, but yeah, I mean, the kid was lucky, and a lot of these people, I guess, on the internet are saying that, oh, they shouldn't have shot the gorilla, they should have, you know, darted him. Well, that Jack
Hanna, they're saying that
the darts take 2 to 4 minutes or something to take effect, and the kid could have killed him. Like you said, the gorilla is 6 times stronger than an average man. And
I hear what you're saying.
They could crush a coconut in their hands, bare hands, you know, like a marshmallow. But those parents, they should really...
well, the idea is, and as I said, both together, that it just sort of seemed to me that that there should have been some better care of the kids.
Better parenting.
Well, it's not necessarily a bad parenting, they're just not keeping...
Yeah, I say better.
They're just not keeping
better parenting.
And yeah,
like you say, keep an eye on your kid. It's too easy.
And if you can't keep an eye on him, at least keep a leash on him. So,
yeah.
I agree.
Okay, you got a great show, Joy. I tried to call you last week or Monday or Friday or something, and I couldn't get through. I kept getting your answering machine, and then it would click.
Well, I took Monday off, so if you called on Monday, it was a holiday, and I decided the guys needed a holiday, I needed a holiday, so that's what we did.
Okay, thank you very much.
But thank you for calling.
Okay.
855-993-7569. So, yeah, I mean, it's really interesting that I changed my mind completely about that whole issue of leash. especially watching. I mean, with my kid, after that, I never put her on a leash. I just kept better track of her because the transition from stroller, where you really don't have to worry about it, to not stroller, I somehow just didn't focus on the idea that she would not necessarily hold my hand. And it was like a moment where I just reached up for something and she was gone. And it just scared the living daylights out of me. And she was so excited. And of course, this was a huge game for her that she got to disappear. And she was filthy by the time I found her. And I was so mad at her. And I was scared. I've told the story before. I actually was in my hippie days. I think I probably may have even been barefoot. And when I got up to the cash register, and it was like a penny short or something. And the woman behind me said, welfare mothers shouldn't be allowed to have children. I've never forgotten that. First of all, what does welfare have to do with it? Second of all, I'm not welfare. And third of all, who died and put you in charge? My kid was screaming and filthy, and I didn't have enough money and had no shoes, but still. I had a PhD. All righty, 855, like that makes a difference, 855-993-7569. On this day in 1855, the Portland Rum Riot occurs in Portland, Maine. A lot of people think that there are a lot of folks still rioting about rum in Maine. And 1886, Grover Cleveland married Frances Folsom in the White House, became the only president to wed in the executive mansion. There are so many things that I'm thinking about saying right now, none of which I'm going to say. For those of us who are broadcasters, today is a big deal. In 1896, Guglielmo Marconi applied for a patent for his wireless telegraph. So there you go. And the whole idea was to send, it was for the Navy, it was for the Italian Navy to send messages. In 1910, Charles Rolls, a co-founder of Rolls-Royce Limited, becomes the first man to make a nonstop double-crossing the English Channel by plane. Did you know that? That the Rolls-Royce engine was initially for airplanes rather than cars. In 1924, Calvin Coolidge signs the Indian Citizenship Act, granting citizenship to all Native Americans born within the territorial limits of the United States. Think about it, that before then they were not, and they've been here longer than any of us. Okay, so we finally got the right idea. In 1966, Surveyor 1 lands in Oceanus Procellarum on the moon, becoming the first U.S. spacecraft to soft land on another world. 79, Pope John Paul II went to Poland, I remember that, first pope to visit a communist country. And on this day in 1990, the Lower Ohio Valley tornado outbreak spawned 66 confirmed tornadoes, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. Alrighty, 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Blake, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
How you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty well. Blake, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay for the most part.
Well, good. Let's see if we can make the most part even more.
Well, I've been dating this girl for about like 6 months.
Okay.
And she's anti-gun.
Okay.
And I'm not. And I have guns.
Okay.
And I didn't tell her I have them or have them. And I kept them in a closet and I put a padlock on there.
Yeah.
And I figured, you know, if I don't tell her, she don't see him, I'll never have, you know, we won't have this argument that actually happened. So,
well,
we got
isn't she going to say what's behind the padlock?
Yeah, she did. I told her, you know, I just said it was just car parts and whatnot.
Oh, honey. You got caught in a big fib, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Well, I went out to go buy some food, and I guess curiosity got to her, and she broke the padlock and opened it up, and she found all my guns. And it kind of looks bad, but I only own like five of them, and I'm storing my my brother's gun.
But it looked like an arsenal.
At my house? Yeah, right. Yeah, it does.
All right, I got it. But, all right, Blake, how old are you?
I'm 25.
And how old is she?
She's 24.
Basic rule of thumb, okay. You know, if you're going to lie, you've got to make sure you'll never get caught, which is not doesn't work very well for most of us. We almost always get caught. All right, let's start with number one. Are you viewing this woman as a potential long-term relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, look, all right, let's go back at the beginning. As I said, I think perfectly nice people can have very different opinions about religion, guns, you know, politics, all sorts of things. So I don't think this is necessarily a deal breaker. However, I think we have to make sure at the beginning of a relationship that we're not setting things up that we're going to have to revise later on. And saying, look, I mean, first of all, presumably she's not stupid, and why would you need a padlock on a place that has auto parts? So I think you sort of waved a red flag. I don't think it was okay for her to break in, but I think it was unwise for you to lie about it. But this is how we learn not to do things. So at this moment, is she saying, I'm out of here, I can't trust you? What is her stance at this particular moment?
She's giving me an ultimatum. It's either her or the gun.
Oh, I think that's unwise on her part as well. So what are you feeling at this moment? You don't like being put in that corner, right?
Yeah, I don't like ultimatums altogether.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does. All right, so let's back off the ultimatum. Let's just you and I talk about where you are about guns. Tell me why you have guns at this moment.
I've been shooting since I was a kid. You know,
okay.
I hunted all my whole life, but I come from a very strict military family.
Okay.
Everyone in my whole family shoots. We all own guns. So,
okay. You know, can you tell me what kind of guns you own? Are they primarily for hunting?
I own three hunting rifles. I own an assault rifle and a shotgun.
Okay. Let me ask you about probably the most controversial of the five, which is the assault rifle. You don't hunt with an assault rifle, do you?
No, ma'am.
So why do we have the assault rifle?
Me and my brother, we did like shooting them.
At whom? I mean, listen, Blake, look, I think part of it depends on how much you care about this woman. And it's not gun control versus, you know, NRA. It's that we make compromises in relationships because we care about people and we're not identical. So let's look at the possibilities. One is you can say to her, I don't like being put in that corner. If this is how we're going to negotiate relationships, I don't think we have any place to go. Which would be sad, but I think it's not any fairer for her to say you have to choose than it is for you to say, it's my guns or it's either my guns or the highway. So I don't like two people who care about each other giving each other ultimatum. I think it's really a foolish way to run things. And the two of you are going to have, if you're going to be together, you're going to have all sorts of disagreements that are better worked out by compromise than they are by cornering one another. So I'm not crazy about how she's doing it. I think you lying about it was silly, but that's how we learn not to do things like that. So let's look at the possibilities. One is you view her as you finally seen her true colors and you have no interest in her anymore, at which point keep the guns, dump the woman. At the other end of the spectrum is this is a woman that you really want to be with. And so the question is there a compromise that will work for both of you? And for example, one of the things, I'll be Cheryl for a minute, all right? And I'm saying, Blake, look, I think you and your brother hunting, I'm not crazy about you shooting Bambi, and I'm not ever going to clean anything that you bring home. You know, venison is your problem. I shop at the supermarket and I eat tofu. But if you and your brother want to have, you know, want to go hunting, I get it. But would you be willing to keep the guns at his house? So that might be one compromise. The assault rifle is going to be a difficult kind of thing because presumably if you're hunting with an assault rifle, you've taken all the sport out of it. And maybe two rifles and you keep them in your brother's house. The shotgun, you know, I don't know. I mean, luckily you don't have a handgun, so at least we don't have to deal with that. So see if this is the one.
Yeah, I do have a handgun.
Well, and then what's that for? You need a handgun when you've got an assault rifle, two hunting rifles, and a shotgun?
No, I keep the handgun at home for home defense, and most all of my guns, all of them don't have clips, and they're all just sitting there.
Well, I mean, look.
Pretty much.
Blake, hear what I'm saying. Is there are multiple possibilities. One is at the far end of the spectrum to say, look, you know, I don't need somebody giving me an ultimatum. It's the highway. I'm keeping my guns. Goodbye, you know, Sally. The other end of the spectrum is to say, I love you so much, I'll do anything you want. I don't think that's a good solution either, because that isn't a compromise. And at some point, you're going to be angry with her about that. And the issue may be, look, if we were married and living together, I'm willing to accept that, you know, my brother can hang on to the guns, and I want to keep a handgun for personal protection. And I'll keep it in a, you know, someplace that if we ever have children, it'll be locked up. And are you willing to accept that? Because that's one of the middle grounds, is finding some kind of compromise. So part of it depends not so much on the guns, because we know if you had your druthers, you'd keep the guns. If you had your special druthers, you'd keep the guns and the girl. So the question is there some way to have slightly fewer guns, maybe they're at your brother's house except for one for protection, that she can live with and you can live with her? And so the question is really not how much do you care about the guns, but how much do you care about the girl? And if the answer is, you know, look, girls come and go, my guns are what make me feel safe at night, then the next time you go, if you put yourself on Match or eHarmony or anything else, put, you know, member the NRA, like it or lump it, baby cakes. You know, don't call me if you don't like guns. And so you were upfront about not getting into a relationship like this. So at this moment, I think you just need to figure out how valuable she is to you and how that compares with all of the guns. And presumably there is a compromise, because I'm not telling you that I think the only way to salvage this relationship is to give up the guns, because I don't think that's... They're important to you, and part of what we do in relationships is we negotiate what's important to both of us so that we find neither of us get exactly what we want all the time, but neither of us feel like we're giving up something that's really, really important. So that's how you run relationships, because you're always going to find something sooner or later the two of you disagree about passionately, and relationships survive if you figure out how to negotiate it, because no matter how similar we are, sooner or later we're going to bump up against something, and I think you've just bumped up against it. Figure out how you feel about her and then what you want to do about it. Okay? Does that make sense?
I think it does. Okay. I think it was more like the amount I had.
Yeah.
But like I said, I have my brother's guns.
I know, I agree, but look, if you can store his guns, he can store your guns, or the two of you can find a storage locker someplace. So when you go hunting, you go and pick up the guns. And if you and I think it's not only the number, but it's that you were sneaky about it, and essentially you lied to her about it. And that's what I would address first if you really want to keep this woman in your life. Of say, look, I did something really stupid. I'm not crazy about you breaking in, but I started it because I lied to you about it, and I shouldn't have done it. And the reason I did it is because, you know, I really care about you, and I knew this was going to be an issue, and I was cowardly about it, but I've learned my lesson, is that, I might as well be upfront with, you know, if we're going to have a relationship, we both have to be honest. So you can go and fix that part of it, and then you can negotiate about the guns. But I think you better, you know, apologize for the lying first, because that's what triggered everything. She should not have broken in. She should not have given you an ultimatum. But if you'd been honest about it, none of this would happen. But it's, you know, people do this. They, you know, that we sort of get a little wonky at the beginning because we want somebody to really care about us, and we care about them. And the more we care about them, the more the lie sort of looms large. So figure out what you want to do about it with respect to her. Call me if you need.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Baby. All righty, let's see what you got.
All right. We got one here from Sue Ellen.
Okay.
She wants to know, how do you deal with two grown adult children not speaking with each other? It's making it difficult for the whole family.
Yeah. Okay. I actually dealt in some depth with exactly this issue yesterday But instead of dealing with it from the parents' point of view, I dealt with it from one of the brothers' point of view, that he had a sister who was not speaking to two of the brothers, and there are actually four boys and the girl. And ever since Dad's death, that there's been a huge rift in the family, and John was getting caught in the middle. And the first thing the mistake he made, he said, "I called you 10 years ago to ask your advice, and I ignored it." No good. You're calling me again. You're going to ignore it again. It's perfect. But he said that his sister 10 years ago said, "Well, if you invite my brothers," I think it was to Thanksgiving, "then I'm not coming." And he went along with it. And I said, "Well, you're just harvesting the poison fruit here from 10 years ago that she felt at one point that she could co-opt you and get you to oppose the other two." So, and the advice that I gave to him is really the same advice that I would give to Sue Ellen, which is, except it, actually it's not exactly the same. Sue Ellen, the whole point about sibling rivalry, which is what you're seeing to a rather toxic extent at this moment, is one of the few terms that is actually what it's very descriptive as opposed to obscuring. Sibling meaning having the same parents, and rivalry being competing. And what are they competing for? The answer is your attention. So them not speaking to one another, and they'll both come to you and say, "Well, na 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 na." And you'll say, "Well, I understand that your sister can be difficult or that your brother can be outspoken." Don't get involved in it. What you have to say is, "I love you both, and I'm inviting you both for Christmas." And if they do that, "Well, if he comes, I'm not coming," say, "That would break my heart, but it's up to you that I'm going to invite you both because I love you both. I don't expect necessarily for the two of you to be best friends, but I'm not going to get involved in the middle of this. I will talk with you about anything or listen to you talk about anything except your sibs." Because the more you're involved in it, the more they get the secondary or primary gain from it of, "Mama, listen to me badmouth a sib." And there really are families in which everybody gets along, but there are not very many of them. And there's, especially when it comes to things like money. So you need to be really careful about things like wills and have everybody know up front. If you're going to do something that is likely to cause some disruption in the family, you may want to deal with it while you're alive, as opposed to being that your primary legacy is that by your differentiation in a will or dispersing assets that you leave a war going on with your kids. That may not be exactly what you had in mind. So if you're going to do something like that, either do the dispensing while you're alive so you can offset some of the hurt feelings, or tell people about it at least. But in this particular case, and this is one of those questions that really begs for a phone call rather than sort of an email, which covers the general kind of thing. But expecting people to get along because they share some DNA is unrealistic. It's much more likely that because they share DNA, they're going to be competitive for parental attention. They're going to feel that they deserve more. They're going to succumb to birth order issues. But you can also be stupid and cheerful and decide that you love all your children, try and be as even-handed as you possibly can, look at it, and understand from your own point of view, unless you were an only child, what your feelings were about your sibs. And if you were the oldest, feeling that you always had to be responsible. If you're the youngest, that everybody was always trying to push you around. If you're in the middle, that somehow you feel like you got lost in the crowd. So look for your own upbringing, your own birth order, to give you some hints. And it's not a terrible strategy to say to one of the kids, which is what I suggested to John, of what would it take to have the two of you stop this. Because at some point, things happen to people. And that regret of, "Well, I wish I'd told them I loved them," or "I wish that the last thing I hadn't said was, I hope your toenails didn't grow." That those are very difficult regrets to overcome, especially once the person isn't here anymore. So to try and lead a life without maximum regret requires some forethought and some forgiveness, some willingness to decide how big a deal is it. And they don't have to be best friends. And trying to make them best friends is a fool's errand. I wouldn't do that. But also make sure that you're not comparing them, that you're not always talking to one about the other's successes or one about the other's failures, because that will encourage that tendency that kids already have to compare one another. focus on the kid that you're with and their successes and what you like about them. And I would play stupid and cheerful for the rest, because sibling rivalry is a real phenomenon. When my first calls, when it wasn't one of my first calls on the air, it was the first one of the first calls when I got to New York, which is every part of the country. Of course, now that I'm syndicated, I don't necessarily worry as much about regional differences, because there really are regional differences. But once you're syndicated, they tend to get washed out just because you're dealing with people from all different parts of the country simultaneously. When I first came to New York, somebody called up and was talking about sibling rivalry, and that she and her brother just didn't get along, and the parents were still alive. No, I guess, what were they? They were in their late 80s or something, and their parents were like 102 or something. I mean, it was one of those things that if it wouldn't have been, I mean, it was obviously very painful for her that they were still fighting, and dad didn't love her as much as him, and the parents were over 100 years old, and they were both, they said, in late 80s, and I thought, well, it's nice to know that some things live forever, sibling rivalry being one of them. So, adult kids, what you're going to have to do is ask both of them what they can do to make that it will make you happy for your birthday or for Mother's Day or for something, if they would just get along, that you understand that they don't have to love each other, they don't have to like each other, but you'd appreciate it if they'd be at least civil in front of you. And don't allow them to come to you and dump on the other one, all right? Because that will foster that breach, and it doesn't need any fostering. Right, and sometimes parents do it because it makes them feel important. It makes them feel that the kid will come to them, and the kid will make them feel that way. But that's manipulation that five-year-olds do, and hopefully your kids aren't five because they're adults now, and you don't foster that in them as well. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Jacob, do you have sibs? I don't think we've ever talked about it.
Yeah, I have an older brother and a younger brother.
The middle child.
Yeah.
Dum, dum, dum. All right, well, we can talk about this. Oh, I do want to see how your mom's doing as well. All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.